We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the seat of angels. Good morning. Happy Tuesday, 6:08 right now. Thank you for waking up with us. My name is Edgar. This is Chelsea.
What's up? Good morning.
Good morning, Tamron, on social media.
Good morning.
At 97.1 Amp Radio. Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
Good morning, Angel in the phone booth. All right, guys, we got more sold out tickets to We Can't Survive that we're hooking you up with today. And today we're going to hook you up in the 7 o'clock hour, all right? From 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. That's when you got to tune in if you want those tickets. Quick question that I have for you this morning. I read an interesting study. Let me ask you first. Do you think you eat more or less when you eat with other people around you?
Ooh.
So you're hanging out with some friends, some family, just chilling. Do you eat more or less when you're surrounded by peeps?
I feel like I probably eat more because I feel like I always pick off other people's plates too.
You would, Chelsea.
Not only that, but
when we've ordered, like, we know this, when we ordered bagels here for the studio,
yeah.
Chelsea's the one that looks through the box to see what kind of bagel it is, but she fingers the bagel.
I don't finger the bagels. That's disturbing. Okay. The Asiago bagels are always at the bottom, so I have to get to them.
What
somehow.
Do you use to touch them?
A napkin.
Your fingers. That's why you're fingering the bagels. Anyway, that doesn't surprise. So you're like, oh, that looks good. And you might grab some from your friend or whatever it may be.
Well, I like to do the thing. I think it's a waste if you go to a restaurant and you don't do like family style. Yes. Like I always like to share everything so you can taste a bunch of different stuff.
I agree with you. The wifey and I learned that early on, man. Even when we were dating, we shared. And that's when I knew she was the one. You know how I knew she was really the one? She would save me the last bite off of her plate.
That's love.
She right wasn't
there.
Just full. I can't eat anymore of this.
And then I would say, no, babe, I can't. And then she's like, no, for real. And then I'll be like, oh, and just say it. So according to the study, people eat up to 50% more when they're with friends or family. So you're right, Chels. And this is due to an old survival instinct. Researchers found that people eat this much compared to when they eat alone, likely chow down in a group due to the ancient hunter and gatherer food sharing mentality in which the person that ate the most was higher in power.
Wow.
Compared to the other people. So Chelsea, really indirectly, what you're doing by eating other people's food is you're flexing on them.
I mean, see? Like, I have a plan.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
Yeah, two interesting studies, stories, that is, for you this morning. This one's hilarious, but then you think about it, and it makes total sense how Mother Nature is actually stopping crime, everybody. Mm-hmm. Crime rates have shown to drop by 18% on high pollen days.
So allergy season.
Allergy season crimes drop because potential criminals stay at home with itchy eyes, sneezing, and a runny nose.
They can't see straight, man.
I get it, man. I can imagine the criminals just chilling at home, be like, yo, bro, you ready to go rob this liquor store or what?
Come on, we got this, man. Let's
yo,
do this.
What you do with my Allegra? Where's it at, yo?
Where's the Visine?
Can you imagine that?
Oh, my gosh.
So, but I it makes sense, man. Ain't nobody got time to go rob somebody or tear somebody up.
You think crime?
You got allergies?
You think then crime rate would be lower in L.A. because our air quality is so awful.
It is terrible.
Like,
remember
when I moved here, I had the worst allergies I've ever had for, like, a solid couple years.
Oh, facts.
Mm-hmm.
Study shows that the most violent crimes that are stopped by allergies are murder, robbery, and aggravated assault.
Wait, how do they get that data? Like, how is that?
Well, if you think about it, if you're trying to murder somebody and you got allergies, it's going to be hard to, like, you know, really shoot.
Yo,
you know what I'm saying?
People confess that. They're like, I was going to murder someone today, but my allergies were just off the charts.
Oh, it kept on sneezing.
Yeah.
I was going to miss. Anyways, so there you go. Now we know how to fight crime, ladies and gentlemen.
There it is.
Throw some pollen in the air. Let's go. All right, interesting study right here. Or story, I should say. I keep saying study for story. Mm-hmm. But we have a poll up on our Instagram at 97.1 Amp Radio in our stories. Because Adidas just introduced a new sneaker I don't know about this one, guys. It's the new Adidas Gardening Club line of sneakers. It's a range of apparel, accessories, and footwear that is inspired by lawn-based activities. You can move effortlessly from the lawn to the streets. Hmm. Although, funny. If you're doing some gardening, there's some high pole in there.
True.
So be careful with that. And the way the sneaker looks, it's basically like a dad sneaker. Mm-hmm. You know, sneakers with those really thick soles. And they got earthy colors. Chelsea, you've seen a picture. Yeah. Would you rock these?
One of them like zips up the front too. Like I think it's waterproof, I'm sure. No, I wouldn't. And I was a landscaper growing up. Like my friend's mom owned a company. So we would like, for, you know, some extra cash, we do some landscaping. Yeah. But we just wore like our old tennis shoes from like 2 years before. Because like you get them dirty and stuff. So why would you pay money?
I love the fact that they're trying to convince you by saying, yo, you can go from gardening straight to the streets.
Oh my God.
In the sneakers. Anyways, the poll's up right now at 97.1 Amp Radio on the gram. Check them out.
The Chelsea Report.
So if you're a fan of The Voice, then you know Adam Levine is not returning for this next season. And the big news today, we actually know who's going to be replacing him.
Okay.
And it is Nick Jonas.
All right, Nick.
How cool is that? I think he could actually do a really good job.
It's definitely going to be a different vibe.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Here's fellow coach Blake's message to Nick.
Nick Jonas, how you doing, buddy? I heard that you're going to be a new coach on The Voice, and I wanted to, first of all, say congratulations, I guess. But second of all, voice some concerns that I have. I'm going to have to look through the rules because this is my TV show. I'm not sure that you're even old enough to be a coach on The Voice, but I'm certain that you're going to get your butt kicked, buddy. Welcome.
I'm glad Blake already started that because that's exactly what I was going to say. I was like, I'm going to miss the fun beef between Blake and Adam Levine, you know? But then on the flip side, I've heard some people complain about that in regards to The Voice, that the judges make it too much about themselves and not so much about the contestants.
Yeah.
Maybe Nick will come in and make it more about the contestants.
Yeah, I'd say low-key that's always been my complaint with the
show.
Yeah, you know, because I'm such a huge fan of like American Idol from the beginning and then like even the X Factor.
Right.
It is so much about the contestants that, I mean, people watch The Voice to watch the celebrities argue and perform, you know, so it's interesting.
They shouldn't. I just think it should be like the cherry on top because it's fun. I'm going to admit it's fun to see them go at it.
I mean, it's still a great show. And the judges this season, it's a completely different show. It's Nick Jonas, Blake Shelton, Kelly Clarkson, and John Legend.
That's dope. It's going to be fun. Congrats to Nick, who's also going to be at our Sold Out Weekend Survive, by the way.
That's right. All right, a little Rihanna news today. So there's still no word on future music. Don't get too excited. But she did announce she's releasing a new book.
She's like, guess what, guys?
Something else.
Instead, I'm going to make you read.
Yeah, I know. Well, this is what's interesting about it. It's an autobiography, but it's all pictures.
Cool. Oh, never
mind. So it's a visual autobiography. Yeah, no words. Apparently, she's been working on this book for 5 years. It's 504 pages long, and it's set to include over 1,000 color images from Rihanna's, all the eras of that have been Rihanna, including like her childhood in Barbados. It'll be dropping on October 24th. Just another thing to add to her resume.
Any idea of how much this book is going to cost?
I want to say it was a little over 100.
Okay.
I think it was like maybe close to 150-ish. All right. So
DJ Majestic.
I just like how she's releasing a 500-page book to buy her some time because fans are going to ask her for so much music.
Exactly.
She's like, I'll give them this long-ass book to read first before I release anything.
She should have added words to make it give her more time, but it's just pictures, you know? I love how people are now, and I think Kim may have done this, basically taking their Instagram and putting it into a book and be like, hey, buy this.
You know, even though I've posted most of it already and you've seen it,
right?
But still, making that money, girl.
I'm down.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. This report is brought to you by SDCCU. It's not big bank banking. It's better. For details, call 877-SDCCU for you or visit SDCCU.com.
Right about now, I want to share with you one of the craziest stories I've read this year. Please do not try this. It reminded me of like straight out of an episode of Riverdale, Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
You know when like the teenagers take things into their own hands or whatever. But a San Diego teenager, she's only 17 years of age, got together with her friends and they started to plot against a 32-year-old man that they believe allegedly was luring underage girls. So they started chatting with him on social media.
No.
To the point where they set up a meeting spot this Sunday, 2 days ago in the afternoon. He arrived in his vehicle. This one teenager, 17-year-old, went up to him. He convinced her to get in his car. And she did.
No. This is so unsafe.
And that is the moment where he took off with her in the car.
Wow.
Her friends were just there. They were hiding. They immediately called 911, reported everything that was happening. Mm-hmm. Thank God the authorities caught up to them. She's okay. Nothing happened to her. And now this man is being investigated and behind bars right now.
Good.
For, you know, basically seeking out underage mm-hmm. girls.
I mean, they did it, so that's good. I'm glad there's a happy ending, but like, don't do that ever again, or don't.
Chelsea,
it's
but
awful. That's terrifying.
This could have ended.
Oh my gosh.
It is really, really irresponsible and dumb mm-hmm. to have done something like this. You don't know if this dude is armed,
no.
where he's going to take you. Is it going to be enough time for the police to catch up? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many things that could have gone wrong. Again, thank God it didn't. Mm-hmm. But definitely, high alert, man. There are some creeps out there hollering at underage women, teenagers on social media. So be careful with that. But definitely shocked me when I saw this story. And of course, the clickbait is like, you know, this underage girl, teenager rolls up to a dude and then gets kidnapped. And I was like, what? And I clicked on it. But thankfully, things ended okay. Mm-hmm. But anyways, I thought I'd share that with you. Crazy ass story. Please do not try this.
Mm-hmm. Edgar and Chelsea. Mornings.
Amp Radio.
I see you rocking your body to the Amp Mini Mix right now with DJ Majestic on 97.1 Amp Radio. Hooking you up with tickets to sold out We Can't Survive all day today and all this week. Let's go to the phone lines. We got Crystal from Paramount. Good morning.
Good morning. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
Crystal, you're color 9. Yes. Congratulations.
Oh my gosh, thank you. I've been trying to call all last week and I'm so excited.
Amazing. Who are you going to take with you?
I guess my husband.
Yes. Wait. Does it have to be him? It sounds like you're not sold.
Chelsea.
Who's the second option?
I don't know. It might be my best friend. We'll see.
Sounds like your husband's got to put in some work, Crystal.
Seriously.
97.1 Amp Radio. More sold out We Can't Survive tickets all day today. Stay tuned. Let's go, man. Stay humble. DJ Majestic, tear it up, bro. Let's go.
Yeah. The remix battle. With Edgar and Chelsea.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Your chance to win 4 tickets to the Queen Mary's Dark Harbor to get your Halloween on by winning the remix battle, okay? Guess the name of the song based only on the lyrics that you're going to hear, okay? Do not get swayed by the beat. That's a different song. You got 15 seconds to guess correctly. If you don't, the next caller automatically will jack your tickets. We have Adriana from Van Nuys on the line. What up, Adriana?
Good morning.
Oh,
how's everyone doing?
We're doing great.
Who's in the car with you?
I've got my son, Julian, and his friend, Justin. We are on our way to school.
All right. Adriana, you're rolling deep. Why do you think y'all can beat DJ Majestic? He's coming in real confident today. He won yesterday. Break it down.
Why do we think, kids?
Because both there's two kids in the car, and we listen to music all day.
There it is.
That's basic a good reason,
math.
Actually.
Basic
got the backup with you, yeah.
All day, DJ Majestic. What you got on that, bro?
We
all right.
got double backup.
Hey, tight, Adriana. We have Jose on the line from Arcadia. If you don't win these tickets, he's automatically going to jack them. Jose, what do you want to say to Adriana and her squad?
Hey, Adriana, good luck. We want these tickets, but we want to wish you the best of luck.
What? That is awesome, Jose. I appreciate that positivity right there. All right, Adriana, what's the name of this song based only on the lyrics? Here we go.
17, and we got a dream. I have a family, a house, and everything in between. And then suddenly, we're 10:23, and now we got pressure for taking all of my seriously. Got a dead end jobs and got bills to pay.
Damn.
Got both friends and our enemies. And now I'm thinking back to when I was young, back to the day when I was falling in love. He used to meet me on the east, east.
Tricky. Oh, he teased us with the name of the song.
Is it? We know it's Halsey. We don't know.
We just guessed.
No,
guess. Not the west side, but
east side.
Yo, what is that, Chelsea?
Hey.
What was your final answer?
It's west side.
What's
by
your
Halsey?
All right, here we go. I need your final answer, and this is going to be it. What is your answer? Go.
West side by Halsey.
That is. Incorrect! Oh, it's actually gosh. East Side.
I tried.
Chelsea really tried.
I did.
Oh my gosh. Whoa. Adriana on your squad.
You had it the first time.
But I had to go with the final answer, and I asked her twice. And she said, West Side.
We thought Chelsea was missing.
Sorry, Adriana. Keep trying tomorrow. We got them all this week.
That feels good right there. So you get Chelsea.
Hey, I was trying to be nice.
Jose from Arcadia, congratulations, bro. You won the four tickets.
Awesome. Yeah. All right.
Who's rolling with you, Jose? I hear somebody else screaming in there.
Yeah, my daughter Jocelyn. She had it right, too. She
guessed
it.
Oh, cool. Right. Congrats, Jocelyn. Thank you for hanging out. We'll give you all the details off the air so you guys can go to the Queen Mary's Dark Harbor. All right, coming up next, Chelsea, what you working on?
Sorry, Majestic. Don't hate me.
It's all right. My win streak continues.
It still didn't work. So I will tell you why the Biebers are saying their sorries to Taylor Swift.
Here we go.
That's coming up next in the Chelsea Report, 7:50.
The Chelsea Report.
So I don't know if you saw this, but Justin Bieber mocked Taylor Swift in a new video, and Swifties are not happy about it. 'Cause baby, now we got better. Great. At all. So basically, in a video that Haley posted on social, Bieber reenacted that video of Taylor that we talked about earlier this week, or yesterday. Wow. I'm like, what day is it this week? Where Taylor basically was, or no, we talked about it last week.
Yeah, last week.
Where Taylor was having a meltdown over a banana, and this all happened after she had LASIK surgery, so she's like hopped up on meds. Here's Taylor's version.
I tried to get this
okay,
one.
Let me get the other one for you. I'll leave it. It's mine.
But it doesn't have a head.
Honey, you don't fall asleep eating a banana, okay?
I'm not asleep. My mind is alive.
I mean, the video is amazing.
It went viral. Everybody's laughing. Taylor's laughing. I mean, it's a good time.
So Justin reenacted it, and here's him reenacting.
It's not the banana I wanted.
That was so funny.
It's not the record. It has no hand.
Oh, man.
It's not the banana.
She's such a good wife. She's like, that was so funny, babe. I appreciated that. But anyways, obviously Swifties, we're not happy they went after them on social media. So Haley did a little damage control.
So basically Swifties are saying that they're bullying Taylor Swift? Okay.
Exactly. And so Haley went on social media and she said, I never knew I could make somebody so upset. Truly, I'm so sorry you're this upset. Lord have mercy. I hope I'm never this upset about someone I don't know. And then she said, I think it's awesome how passionate you are and how hard you ride for someone you're a fan of. Right. If there's something I did to personally hurt you or offend you, I'm sorry. It's not my intention to upset you. She said, but being angry at someone you don't know does nothing for you. Don't let me, of all people, get you feeling that way. I'm not worth the energy. Nobody should be worth that energy.
I think the ultimate question here is, was Justin Bieber doing this to laugh with Taylor Swift or at Taylor Swift?
I mean, I think he was just being goofy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think, like, I understand there's tension there because, you know, there's beef between Taylor and Scooter Braun, and Scooter Braun is Justin Bieber's manager. So I understand it's a little bit sensitive. I just feel like sometimes these days everyone's a little too sensitive.
Or is it just the fact of how many of you have said the same words over the weekend because that video went viral? You went to go grab some bananas and you reenacted the Taylor Swift thing because you thought it was funny.
Yeah.
You're just having a good time. But I think nowadays with the whole, like, hashtag cancel culture, everybody's mad sensitive. Just chill out.
Yeah. All right. Alessia Cara. She is officially the impersonation queen. She actually may have taken it from Ariana Grande because Ariana's known for doing some good impersonations. Well, on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, Alessia impersonated 7 artists.
Jeez.
She did more than I'm going to play for you right now, but here right now is her doing Nicki Minaj, Ariana Grande, Cardi B, and Billie Eilish while performing Billie Eilish's song Bad Guy.
You're a tough guy, like it really rough guy. Just always so buff guy, just always so puff guy. I'm in bad time, make your mama sad time. Mind seduce you that time, mind seduce you that time. I'm the red guy, make your mama sad time.
Cardi.
Make your girlfriend that type, mind seduce you that. I'm a bad guy. Duh.
Super good. And she does like all their mannerisms too. So the video, we'll put it up on our Instagram at 97.1 Amp Radio.
Oh my gosh. Was Alessia Cara bullying them? Ooh. Was she mocking them?
Are you going there right now, Edgar? Swifties are going to come after you.
Just kidding, guys. Chill out.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. This report is brought to you by SDCCU. It's not Big Bank Banking. It's better. For details, call 877-SDCCU for you or visit SDCCU.com.
Got a fun topic for you today. Definitely want you to participate. Fill in the blank. I don't trust people that blank. But it's got to be something like pretty ridiculous reason, all right? 877-971-HITS. Let me give you an example. Like, I personally don't trust people that call their mom by their first name. Like, that blows my mind. Like,
weird.
Oh my gosh, I'm just so tired of Sharon's BS.
Like, who's Sharon?
Sharon, you need to just chill. Like, they're on the phone. Like, Sharon, calm down. Sharon, I know I still live in your house, but like, chill out.
You're like, was that your girlfriend?
Yeah.
And they're like, no, my mom.
They're like, oh, my mom, man. She needs to chill. I'm like, wait, what? You call your mom Sharon?
That's weird.
What about mom? Sure. You know what I'm saying? Like, that just shows me you don't have a certain type of level of respect. And I'll have a chancla in the back of my head so fast if I was like, ama, instead of ama, which is what I call my mom, I'd be like, Belia, tranquila, Belia. Her name is Belia, right? It's like, no. And earlier on the show, this whole topic was inspired on Chelsea because we're telling you guys about a study that says that you eat 50% more food when you eat with friends or people you love.
Mm-hmm.
And Chelsea's like, I totally agree with that because when I go out and eat with my friends, they love sharing their food with me and I never say no. I just keep grubbing.
Yeah, we pick off each other's plates.
And then Chelsea made this crazy claim. She says, I actually don't trust people that don't share their food.
Facts. And I don't think it's ridiculous. I think it's actually very real. Because I feel like if you don't share your food, that translates to your selfish in other areas of your life. And I also feel like it means you don't care about my feelings.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Okay, let me flip it on you. What if somebody wants an entire meal just to themselves and you're like forcing them to feed you? Are you caring about their feelings, Chelsea, or is that you being selfish?
There's no forcing. Sharing is caring. I'm sharing too. I've actually like hung out less with certain friends who don't share things, like especially their food.
I agree with you because even like my wife, like I said earlier, she goes above and beyond. She'll save the last bite for me from her plate, and I love her for that. But if she didn't, I wouldn't have married her, but that doesn't mean I don't trust her. You know what I'm saying? So hit us up, 877-971-HITS. Call or text, fill in the blank. I don't trust people that blank. And stop calling your mom by her first name, please. Nancy from P-Town, fill in the blank. You don't trust people that...
stare at you from up and down.
Like, size you up. Like, what you're wearing, what you look like, your hair, your makeup, down to your shoes, to the polish on your nails.
Exactly.
You're so right.
Exactly.
That is, like, a certain type of... girl specifically comes to mind. I'm sure guys do it, too. But, like, specifically girls in situations when you're, like, welcomed into a group, and the ones that look you up and down, I'm like, I'm either going to kill you with kindness, or I'm going to, like, walk away.
Especially when you got new clothes or new shoes on. They just stare at you.
What do you do in that situation when someone's just staring at you, sizing you up?
Just smile. There's nothing you could
do. Exactly.
Like, I know I look good. You're like, I would stare at myself too.
Exactly.
Nancy, love you, girl. Thank you for calling in.
Have a good one.
Later. Tessa from North Hollywood, fill in the blank. You don't trust people that?
I do not trust people that do not have social media. If you don't have an Instagram or a Facebook, what are you hiding? Fast food chains from Fortune 500 companies even have an Instagram account.
Oh my gosh.
I believe it's because you're a catfish.
I love that you're so passionate about it. When it comes to like dating guys who don't have an Instagram account, I think it's so weird.
I love your passion. I feel like this Sunday that she's about to promote, there's actually a march against people not having social media.
Exactly. Get an Instagram. Let's go.
I need to stalk you. I need to stalk you. How about not trusting people that need to stalk everybody? Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel like that's healthy. We're in 2019. Stalking, that's what we do. How else do you get information on someone? That's proper vetting.
It's called research.
All right, I'll leave it
at
that.
Exactly.
Love you, girl. Love your passion. Thank you for listening.
Thanks.
All right, I have tons of calls, but I want to go with one more that I think is really going to piss a lot of you off.
Oh, no.
Because a lot of you do this. And it's targeting a certain type of person that's over 18 and wears a certain type of thing. All right, coming up next, we'll break it down. Julie, you don't trust people that...
wear Disneyland t-shirts or anything Disney, like ears or anything that you would buy at Disneyland or go to Disneyland.
What if they're just kids at heart?
Well, I think that there's something wrong with anybody who's like an adult who still goes to Disneyland, especially if they don't have children.
No. Julie. But they sell alcohol at Disneyland.
Well, I know, but that's for the parents who have children who are trying to make it through the day.
Who broke your heart that was wearing a Disney shirt when you caught them cheating on you, girl?
I just don't understand, I guess, like the, I don't know, the nostalgia of Disneyland.
Julie from San Clemente, you got so many people pissed off right now. It's not even funny, but I love you for calling in and saying it anyway.
I love you guys.
I was going to give you Disneyland tickets, but never mind.
Thank you. You keep them.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
Many of you are going to be pissed off at Julie from San Clemente because of what she said when she just called in a few minutes ago and our text blew up. I'll read some of them in a sec. But Julie from Sacramento called in and she said she doesn't trust people that
wear Disneyland t-shirts or anything Disney, like ears or anything that you would buy at Disneyland or go to Disneyland for that matter.
What if it's just kids at heart?
Well, I think that there's something wrong with anybody who's like an adult who still goes to Disneyland, especially if they don't have children.
Damn. 626 texted in immediately. Julie can suck it. That's it. That was it. That's it. Another text came in from the 909. Her name is Alexis from San Bernardino. She said, oh, hell no. Julie, someone hold my Minnie Mouse ears. About to get down. Somebody else texted in from the 562. Me and my son hit up Disneyland once a week in our shirts. Julie needs to calm the down.
Wow, people are mad.
562 also wrote, oh, hell no. Which Disney princess did her ex boo leave her for?
True.
I'm telling you, man, people are going to be upset about that.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
All right, 50 Cent, keeping very busy. He's producing a new scripted docuseries. This is super interesting. It's called A Moment in Time. It will be 6 to 8 one-hour-long episodes, all of which will highlight a certain celebrity and their controversial story. So, for example, one episode will focus on the rise and fall of Tekashi 6ix9ine and how he's basically become a snitch after he was busted.
Right.
So there's that. Then another will focus on Snoop Dogg's murder trial, which happened.
Shoot. That's right.
At the same time, he had the highest selling hip hop album in the country. And then there's also going to be one that's going to focus on 50 himself, of course. Yeah, and that one's going to be will focus on the making of his album, The Massacre, and his beef with Jimmy Henchman. So it should be super interesting.
Yeah, they got one on the producer, Scott Storch, as well. DJ Majestic, being a huge hip hop head, which one excites you in regards to this, bro?
I like 50 Cent's story. I mean, when he comes from Jamaica, from Queens, and like a long time ago, you know about the story of him getting shot 5-6 times, and no matter what, he was always talking smack back and calling people out, even when they rolled up to him like that. So
that's why I
like
50 Cent's story. Now 50 Cent enjoys trolling people on social media so much. Because it's like, yo, it's not like you can shoot me back. You know, like, you're just going to tweet at me. You feel me?
I just feel like he's been one of those dudes that went through it all. Like, he's been that thug. He's lived that life. And now producing films or all the shows he's doing, he's just having fun. So that's what it feels like to me.
Looking forward
to that.
Me too. That is all I have for the Chelsea Report. This report is brought to you by SDCCU. It's not big bank banking. It's better. For details, call 877-SDCCU for you or visit SDCCU.com.
Thank you, Chelsea. Coming up at 9 a.m., we're going to drop the top 5 most streamed songs in L.A. Here's Lizzo. Truth Hurts on 97.1 Amp Radio. We have more sold out tickets that we can't survive all day today.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
Have you ever gone dining somewhere new and are there certain red flags you look for? Like, I don't know if I trust this place to eat here, right? So I came across this interesting article where a bunch of chefs got together and they shared the red flags you should look for when dining out. And if you see any of these red flags, you got to bounce.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if you'll agree with these. Like, one of my red flags, and my parents taught me this one, is if you order fish and it smells like fish, it's not good fish.
That's good advice, yeah.
Hey, guys, ever heard of that?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And it's so true because I love ceviche. And there's a spot in Chino Hills that I love. It's called Mariscos del Güero. Great ceviche. You guys have had it. We're going to have it at my house this Friday. We're all going to party. But it doesn't smell like fish.
Mm-hmm.
And it tastes so good. So to me, it's like, yo, it's fresh. It's good.
I feel like my red flags are, and these are kind of random, but I feel like if a restaurant has carpet down, it freaks me out. I don't know why. Like, I feel like it's just dirty. Like, you want it to be not carpeted because then they can, like, clean up easily. And for some reason, it just gives me the heebie-jeebies. It feels dirty. And then a second one would be if the menu's too big. I'm like, there's no way that some of the stuff isn't frozen and, like, not fresh.
Chelsea, that's actually one of the red flags the chef shared. If you see a huge effing menu, it probably means you're eating out of the freezer.
Yeah.
Ooh, another so red flag that the chef shared. If a restaurant owners encourage their wait staff to work while sick, if you notice anybody on the wait staff sick.
Oof, that's nasty.
They're, you know, it's easily and it's and you could see it. Mm-hmm. That means their management could see it, but they didn't tell them to go home. So that's a red flag. Another one is, I don't know if I agree with this one.
What?
But allegedly, according to these chefs, when they're promoting a special, you know, you sit down and they're like, well, let me read you the specials. It allegedly means that it's just leftovers.
I've heard that before. I was just talking to a friend about that this week.
That they're just trying to get rid of that stuff to not throw it out.
Yeah, because you know sometimes it'll be like goulash and you're like, what's goulash? And it's like literally like every vegetable pasta like mixed together.
It just hit me right now. Yeah. Jen and I went on a date to one of our favorite spots on last Friday, my wife and I. And they usually have the ribeye as a special on Saturdays, not on Fridays. Mm-hmm. And also, it's like, they're like, hey, you know, the ribeye's finally on special on Friday. And I'm like, really? I got excited. Jenna got excited. We love steak, right?
Don't tell me you ordered it.
Hold on. So I order it, and I'm like, yeah, but I want it done this way. They're like, oh, let me go check with the chef if he can do it that way. And he comes back. He's like, yeah, we could totally do it. And he's like, and you're in luck.
No.
It's the last two that we have. But now it's all coming together. They were probably trying to just get rid of it, Chels.
And how'd it taste?
It wasn't that good.
There it is.
And usually their food is bomb.
You got punked with the leftovers.
Yeah, straight up. Straight up. It is what it is. And then last but not least, I don't know if I agree on this one either, because I don't know if the server should know, but ask where your seafood comes from. If they have no idea where it came from, you don't want it.
That's interesting too, yeah.
Chelsea, were you ever a server?
I was a server in like every type of restaurant you can imagine.
Did you know, like, if somebody asked you, like, yo, where did this fish come from? Or where did this beef come from? Did you know the answer to that?
Yes, but I was a server in Michigan and there's like one place to get fish because, like, you know, here in LA, I'm sure there's a lot of places. But so, yeah, we knew where it came from.
So you're like, listen, you're not going to go anywhere else. Mm-hmm. So might as well just eat it, right?
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
Now I got some huge IG news right now. If your biggest tool to keep tabs on your significant other is looking at the activity tab on your Instagram to see whose picture they were liking or commenting on, First of all, you need to break up.
True.
Second of all, I got bad news for you. IG is doing away with that tab.
They're making stalking a whole lot harder.
It's going to be a whole lot harder. So, actually, it already deleted on your Instagram, right,
yeah,
Chelsea?
Yeah, it's gone. No more.
It hasn't on mine just yet. So basically, if you go to your Instagram account and you click on your little heart at the bottom, right, and you go to that tab, on the very top, for many of you, it still says you on the right, and then on the left, it says following. So if you go to following, it shows everybody that you follow and their activity, who they've liked, who are they commenting on, and it made it easy to stalk and be like, yo, why are you liking that girl's picture?
Yeah.
Why are you liking that dude's eight-pack picture? You know what I'm saying? And she's like, because you don't got one. All right, fantastic. So is this a good thing or bad thing that tab is now going to be gone?
I never really used it that much, but I feel, you know, I'm going to look at it in a positive way. I feel grateful that it's preventing me from getting in a fight with my future boyfriend.
There you go.
You know?
Or that your future boyfriend now doesn't have the ability to check on you, Chelsea.
That too. But I feel like people are going to be upset because that's how a lot of times they find out like which celebrities are dating. Because you can see like who started following who.
Oh.
So like when Tyler and Gigi Hadid started dating, that was like how fans figured it out. Because they were like, oh, like Gigi just started following Tyler. And it was a whole thing.
Does it also show you when somebody unfollows somebody?
Mm-mm. No.
Okay.
Mm-mm. That's research. You got to do some serious stalking.
It's an app.
Yeah. Is that true?
Yep.
Tamara, our social media guru, says there's a knack to find out who's unfollowing you.
It's called followers.
There you go.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
I have a really bad habit, but it's really entertaining. And that's that I'll spend like way too much time just reading comments on Instagram. Because I think they're hilarious. It's almost better than the posts sometimes.
But you know, do you have thick skin? Like, do you ever let it get to you? Because sometimes they're not always nice.
No, not on mine.
Oh. Clarify that. It's a lot, that's important.
It's a lot funnier when it's somebody else's post and then everybody's clowning or talking or getting into beef or whatever it is. Nah, man, not on mine. Clarified. We have a cool post going on right now on our gram at 97.1 Amp Radio. And I'll read some of the funny comments. So we basically asked you to fill in the blank. I don't trust people that blank.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Jay Comacarla wrote, I don't trust people that put milk in their bowl before pouring the cereal.
That's so weird.
Do you guys agree with her?
Yes, you do the cereal first.
Does anybody in studio do milk first?
Nah.
No.
I just started pouring my milk, so no.
Tamara, you recently started doing that?
Yeah.
Because people were judging you?
I hate milk.
Mm. Okay. All right, fantastic. Yeah, I think that's weird. Why would you do that, right? No. All right, next one here. Laketa wrote, I don't trust people that tell me their drama when I first meet them.
That's a good one.
Hashtag, they the drama.
Uh-huh. And you don't tell them your drama because you know they probably talk.
Facts. Cuidado, chisme right there. Also an Instagram post right here from Arla_Stan. I don't trust people that don't yell, I'm 100% that bitch. When truth hurts, is playing on amp. Like, you can't trust somebody. I don't care where you at. You could be at a funeral and you hear that, you better say,
I'm 100% that bitch. Right, Dan?
Yes.
Or else nobody can trust you. Yo, hit us up on the comments at 97.1 Amp Radio. We got Yessi Ortiz coming up next, hooking you up with more sold out tickets to We Can't Survive all day today and all this week. Love you guys. Don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy. I'm going to.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.